They probably did drugs.
Yes, I would say there's a very large possibility that most of the people were on drugs during the making of this film. I'm sure it's an experience that could only be improved by LSD or any psychedelic drug, ayahuasca perhaps.
I'm pretty sure as well, yeah. But this part of the movie is it's nice, I guess. I like when the monkey shows up and he's wearing a shirt and jacket. He's got drip. Because while the elders are going, the lady, one of the prostitutes who likes the thief, she starts going up the mountain as well with her monkey friend. So that's fun to watch too, because you get to see the monkey.
He's doing his thing.
Yeah, he's chill as fuck. I'd be really scared to be near the monkey. I really would not want to be near a monkey.
No.
That monkey would kill you. He would break your neck.
I mean, he definitely could.
He seems chill, but like, who knows like what sets off a monkey, you know? It's like, I don't know.
Yeah, be skeptical when it comes to monkeys.
That's scary to me.
No, I feel that. So they go through a series of trials and tribulations, breaking people's bones, drinking green goo.
The guy has to throw his little friend off the boat.
It's his emotions or something like that.
It's like an illusion. It's like just something that's holding him back, I guess, from actualization, I guess.
Something about that. Spend some time on a boat in, you know, a deep ocean and wander around. They meet the leprechaun guy. I don't know how else to describe him.
Wait, are you talking about the Lederhosen guy? Yeah, he's like a German Lederhosen guy.
Yeah.
This part of the movie is funny too. Basically like a hotel. And it's just like everybody's like partying and stuff. Like, yeah, these are people that wanted to go up the Holy Mountain, but they decided that staying here would just be better.
And you meet a bunch of wacky figures. The poet who's just bad at being a poet, the guy who eats all that candy, but I guess it's supposed to be like LSD and different drugs of that sort.
That part's kind of interesting. The guy who's like, yeah, the Holy Mountain is right here, like in drugs. I'm assuming that's Hodorowski, who, even though like he loves probably drugs and psychedelics, he's probably like, it's not the Holy Mountain though. Like, he probably thinks that LSD and drugs can be used as a tool, but I guess he's trying to say that psychedelics can lead you down a certain path or down the right path, but it's not necessarily the Holy Mountain. It's not the goal, I guess.
Yeah, he's self-aware enough to recognize that while the psychedelics may be a tool on which to guide the way to the path of the Holy Mountain, it's not the Holy Mountain themselves. And people who think that these drugs are the Holy Mountain themselves are no less foolish than any of the other people who live in this kind of fantasy, self-indulgent world, right? Because everyone in this kind of world that they meet is like consumed by their own self-indulgence. Like, they're just extremely full of themselves and care only about kind of that momentary pleasure, right? They're not looking for anything beyond that. Like, they thought they wanted immortality, but then they get there and they're like, oh, we can just...
Well, it's really hard to go up the mountain, so yeah.
So they're like, yeah, fuck that.
I like the guy who travels through it horizontally.
That's my favorite guy. Favorite person in this movie.
He's awesome.
Conquered the mountain.
Holy Mountain
horizontally.
He's like a strong guy in like 70s. That guy's probably very strong, like in 1973. You know what I mean? Like, whoa, that guy is like, he has huge muscles. So yeah, and yeah, he's like, I conquered it horizontally.
That's so funny. He can travel through matter, but only in a horizontal manner.
Yeah. That stuff is funny. Yeah. I kind of forgot how funny the movie was. I like later on too, who basically like, I don't know which one, but one of them that like basically has sex with the mountain. They're like climbing, and that part was kind of funny too. It's like, okay, all right.
A lot of sexuality oozing from this film. I mean, the woman just has sex with the mountain at some point to give herself up to nature, to become one with the world.
I think one of the best parts too is when they go through the hardest part of the mountain, where they like all kind of experience, I guess, like some kind of horrifying fear or vision.
Their greatest fear. Yeah, something like that.
I love that part of the movie. It's great.
It's some pretty disturbing images. You got like the tree of chickens, dead chicken carcasses that build up a tree. You got the guy who has real spiders, like tarantulas or some shit. I don't like that. I don't like that at all. That was very disturbing. I mean, they're real fucking spiders that they just... Good for this actor who is willing to let just dozens of spiders, because they're definitely real, and they're definitely crawling all over this man. And it's...
They have that one where like they have the dogs fighting. They're really fighting.
That's a real fucking dog fight. It's...
Once again, like, this is a movie...
Can't be made today.
It's so audacious. that it has to be seen by everyone. And I know people will probably, they'll see the dog fighting and they'll be like, no, like I have to stop. And that's understandable.
Pretty disturbing.
There's that scene where the cows and stuff, like that's also like, it's not disturbing. It's just kind of like fucked up. Yeah. Like I understand like maybe people being uncomfortable with especially the animal stuff in it. It can be pretty tough. But it was 1973, and I think people were built different back then. I think they were. Things are a little bit different. People didn't know any better. And the fact is that the movie has been made. It exists, and that's just how it is, you know? So
these people, they go about, they're conquering their fears in their own weird, surreal, disturbing ways.
Funniest one is the guy whose breast turned into...
Oh, into the cheetahs?
Yes.
Yeah. I don't know what that's supposed to mean.
Who cares?
It's
weird. It's weird.
It's weird.
Yeah, this part of the movie is so cool. It happens very quickly.
Yeah, it's just back to back to back little skits, I guess you could describe them as.
They're a little bit less funny.
But they're conquering all their fears. But one of them has not been able to let go of their bodily, I don't know, fucking something about their body or something. So they have to cut off like all of his fingers.
Oh yeah. He like he's like, my hand is frozen. And they like badger him. And then yeah, he has to cut his fingers off.
And once they conquer all of their fears, the thief is followed by the prostitute and her monkey. And the leader's like, You should leave. You should just leave. Like you just conquered this fucking mountain and did all this shit, but you should just go home. Like just leave. And he's like, okay. And they just go. The monkey, the prostitute, and the thief. They're gone.
The movie ends a little clumsily, I'll admit.